What's up, girl?
Hey, nothing much, just chilling.
Why you ain't kicking it there with Sherelle and him?
I don't know, just tripping off dude.
What's up with him? I heard about that.
Why don't I just tell you like this?
What's up?
Met him at the park, a family reunion, and we kicked it until it got dark. Chilling, conversating, tossing up drinks and getting too sparked. His brother had it going on, he was dark and fine. Talking and just might conjure him up like wine. He dropped his digits, so I dropped mine. Conversation sweet as we've been talking up on the telephone. Said he could not wait till the next time that we meet, so brother, bring it out. I took him to my granny's house so she could analyze peep game to see what he's all about. It was all good, she gave two thumbs up cause she was real impressed with the roles he bought, the way he walked and talked and his life in trip. Taking me out for dinners and buying me any and everything became nothing new. Both the love of me, there's nothing that he wouldn't do. And I am tripping out, I never knew love like this before. Damn, how far could it really go? My girls are tripping, they say I don't wanna kick it, but I'd rather be out with my man, so later for them trickin'. I thought this brother really was a friend of me, but now it seems like he won't stop hitting me. I thought this brother really was a friend of me, but in reality I'm sleeping with the enemy. I thought this brother really was a friend of me, but now it seems like he won't stop hitting me. I thought this brother really was a friend of me, but in reality I'm sleeping with the enemy. I never could win and should've had left when he was done to me. What he did, what should I do? I'm in too deep, got his ring and two kids. Stuck all up in this mix while other people get deceived. I know I should leave and it's hard to believe, but deep inside he still loves me. Wiping away tears from my eyes, wonder what happened to Mr. Sweet. Trying to disregard his put downs and with no feelings on the other cheek. Praying to God to help me handle this, cause it seems like every day he gets worse and most scandalous. Having to hug him and hold him tight, tell him he's the only one in my world. Playing the role to stop the hits from coming to daddy's little girl. Situation is changing too, and for the worse now, cause he ain't only hitting mama, he hit on mama's child. Gotta find a way like Tina Turner set my mom free. His sister be calling me up, telling me my brother ain't just gonna let you leave. Now I'm at the range with the peace practicing. Bout to my kids, will never touch us again, but it was up. Now this be the biggest throwdown. Didn't even feel the fall from the fist when I hit the ground. My eyes open to red, I'm seeing demons. Daddy know from up the hall was all I heard. My kids screaming, rushed into the room, and now I'm down the straight, kill this man. Emptied the clip and took the law in my own hands. Wondering why I had to lay him 6 feet in the dirt. But then again, true love ain't supposed to hurt. This story is fiction, but it's all so very true. It might not be happening to me, but it could be happening to you. Battering is the number one health risk to women in the U.S. today. Over 2 million women will be beaten this year, and over 1,400 of these women will die. Statistics show a woman is abused every 15 seconds in this country. 17% of pregnant women are, and overall more than 50% of women will be. The shelters are full, and there are less shelters for women than there are animal shelters. 50% of homeless women are in flight now because of abusive relationships. 4 to 5 women die every day by the hands of their lovers or their current spouses. And 3 or 4 of these women will die while they are trying to leave or after they have already left. 30% of all female homicides are killed by their boyfriends, and it is the leading case in every emergency room. Frustration and poor communication is a man's best defense. And Congress is just now considering the Violence Against Women Act to protect our equal and civil rights. The solution is education, and education is just the start.